Let's go to Mexico next, where Claudia Sheinbaum has become the country's first female president. She won a landslide victory in a very violent election, with 25 local and regional candidates killed during the campaign. Women first voted in elections in Mexico in the 1950s. For more, we've been talking with Professor Vanessa Rubio Marquez. She's a former Mexican senator and deputy minister of finance there, the first woman in that role. She's currently a dean for extended education at the London School of Economics.
This is a very important milestone, of course, in the country. The first woman ever since our independence was granted in 1824 that we have a woman leading the country. It's the culmination of the fight of many generations, both from those that were public leaders and also from the anonymous. But yes, this is definitely an important culmination of events in relation to a woman heading the country. And not only a woman, but a woman that is a physicist, that is a doctor, and that has a lot of capabilities to lead the country. But besides that, of course, we're facing also significant challenges in many other areas.
You were also held a significant role as a female politician yourself. President Sheinbaum was the first mayor of Mexico. Lots of countries around the world now have had female leaders. Why has it taken Mexico so long?
Well, I think it's a process. I was part of the first paritarian Congress in my country just some years ago. I was also the first deputy minister of finance back in 2016. I think it's something that is moving towards the right direction. But of course, we need not only to have the first woman ever to hold a certain position, but the generations of women to be something that is more normalized on a day-to-day basis in leadership, both in the public and private sectors in the country.
I read that her election wasn't a surprise, that she was widely expected to take over from the previous president, whose policies she's likely to repeat. But this was a particularly violent election campaign, with many of the election candidates killed during the campaign. Why?
Yes, this was an election that was very violent, an election that I think reflects the power that has been gained over the last years by organized crime. This current government in Mexico is a six-year government without re-election. So this last government, the current government, decided to apply a policy called Hawks, Not Bullets, against organized crime. I think the new president will have definitely to redefine this policy and to take a stronger stance against organized crime, against violence, and for the rule of law, and for an independent judiciary that takes those that have violated the law to justice. We need justice to be part of the daily lives of Mexicans.
What would Claudia Sheinbaum's relationship be like with the U.S. president, particularly if it is Donald Trump?
Well, I think Mexico's relationship with the U.S. is a structural one, is a complex one. We are the first trading partner of the United States. Mexico is a big economy. It's the 12th economy in the world out of 197 countries. We have a USMCA, a free trade agreement with the U.S. and Canada. Mexican economy is largely dependent on exports. 80% of our GDP is explained by trade. So I guess there's going to be a productive dialogue, one that is very intricate, tense sometimes, lots of topics like migration, organized crime, but of course also the inflow of arms from the north to the south, trade, and also a series of border issues that are very complex. So this relationship will continue to be strong, continue to be deep, but of course dialogue will have to be a very, very responsible and very productive, whoever wins the presidency in the U.S. As of November on.
That's Professor Vanessa Rubio Marquez, former Mexican senator and former deputy minister of finance there.